Welcome to the Delling Pod with me, James Dellingpole. I think I can safely say you are going to love this next episode. It's with an old friend of mine called Steve Witchett, and he's a kind of, I suppose he's kind of my mental health guru, which sounds a bit weird, but actually, I think you're going to love him. If during the lockdown you've been finding that you're marriage or your relationship has broken down, or you've been going completely mental like Alistair Campbell, or you've become depressed, or you've got anxiety attacks or other things, Steve's got a few tips to sort out your life. Anyway, you can get this podcast early if you subscribe to my Patreon, which I really recommend. I mean, obviously, you know, it's an ask. You've got to pay money for it, but you join a fantastic community of like-minded folk. You get to read loads and loads of stuff, which you can read nowhere else, and you get early access to the pods. What more could you want? Looking forward to seeing you at Café Dellingpole. Bye.
You're giving me happy signals to make me feel, to control me in your evil way. But you know what I'm saying? It has got a reputation, hasn't it?
Definitely. And I cheerfully acknowledge that because it's true. It gained some great traction in the speed seduction community 10, 15 years ago.
What's not to like?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So the guy who wrote the book The Game had a fair bit to say about how he learned NLP techniques to discombobulate attractive young ladies with low self-esteem so he could sleep with them. And he did that really, really well. So I liken it to electricity. The electricity has got no morals or values or conscience, and you can use it to light hospitals and nurseries or torture chambers, although that might be pleasing for some people. You know? So I say NLP is not a thing. It's a way of doing things.
Right. Can you give me...
Yeah, no, absolutely. For me, NLP is all about modelling. It's about looking for behaviours you want to replicate. And if somebody has got a way, as a politician, of using their hands and their tonality a lot, then you might think that they've learned that from somebody else who was naturally congruent. So people can appear congruent by their tonality and their gestures. For me, it's sort of integrated because I've been doing it for so long.